Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
6:02 in the a.m.
It's messed up, man.
You know what?
He makes me be the bad guy. My first day back, I got to shut this and look at Rob looking at me.
No, you're the bad guy when you came back today, because yesterday that thing was open all the time because there ain't no camera over there.
You mean sitting Ed's seat? I ain't doing that.
It's all right now because it's dark outside. I don't want to see. Welcome back, Jay.
Yeah, man, a rough one. I apologize to you. What? I do this all the time. I think I apologize to you until you get tired of hearing me apologize.
Yeah, that's normally the first one.
Yeah. No, so
first
I had
apology.
I had dental surgery last Wednesday, and it was a tooth that I had a root canal in, and it was like my first root canal, and then the tooth popped off, but it had a pin in it, so I thought I was just going in and getting it glued back in. And he's like, oh, no, we're going to try to save this tooth. If not, we're going to have to take out the other teeth in the back and put a bridge in. I'm like, are you kidding me? So go through all that. Thursday, I was work fine. Friday, I think I even told you I was a little sore.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday and Sunday hit, and I couldn't eat. I was trying to sleep as much as I could. Didn't have the right pain pills. Didn't have the right antibiotics. Finally got it switched up Sunday night. And as I was telling you, it's an unhealthy cycle of... My mouth's sore, so I can't eat. I don't want to eat. Then I take my medicine, which the antibiotics and the ibuprofen, you got to take it with food.
Right.
I can't. Like, I'm trying to eat. Last night, I ate a Fig Newton, small-ass Fig Newton. It took me about 20 minutes to get it down because, like, I just didn't want to eat. It was disgusting, like, swallowing it, and I like them. And sure enough, half an hour later, threw it up with a bunch of liquid because that's all that was in my system.
You ever try to do, like, a smoothie or something?
I did. So I was going to do a smoothie yesterday. So I have... From my throat surgery. Wow, I've had a great couple of months here. From my throat surgery, we bought all the liquid stuff. We bought soft stuff, pudding, Jell-O, and I bought a case of shakes, like pre-made shakes. So I had one of those on Sunday. Yeah, I threw it up, threw the whole thing up.
Wow.
At least it tasted okay coming out. That was the good thing. But I was throwing up. I had vomit coming out of my nose, which was nice.
Nice.
And you start blowing your nose, you're like, where did that come from? You know, it's just, it's awful. And it's still not... It's still not right. I took medicine at 2 this morning, and I'm still in a little bit of pain here. And I told you, if I get up and run, that means something's coming up.
Well, I hope you guys right now who are eating your Dunkin' hash browns and drinking your coffee are well entertained.
I didn't throw any of that up.
By what Jeremy is saying to you, but I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, I mean, it's slightly better. I can't wait. I'm not hungry, but I can't wait to eat. I got to get something in my system. I told you, I'm down to 205, and it's been a rough stretch going back to the throat surgery.
And Jeremy Joe met me with his classic good morning.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the Forerunner. I'm about to get out.
I saw that damn hat while I was pulling. Like, I'm behind you. Like, you parked before me. He backs in, and I'm looking through his rear view or the back mirror or back window there, and I can see him wearing his hat. And what did I say to you?
Fedora. F you for being able to pull a hat off.
And I tried one of those on, and my wife said I look nice, and I said I look ridiculous.
Looks like he's about to go to the player haters ball. Yeah. It's a Silky Johnson over here.
Player haters ball?
Silky Johnson.
The players ball. I don't hate players, man. I don't hate players. I'm going to the players' ball. I'm one of them.
I'll go to the player haters' ball.
No, man, I don't hate players.
Yeah, but like I said, a rough stretch. Like, I couldn't get comfortable. I didn't want to watch anything. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to sleep. And, like, I literally slept for 3 hours, and then 3 hours later went to bed for eight. Maybe some of it was the pain medication. But anyway, I'm just glad to be back and be able to talk.
You missed it yesterday. It's not on the show for today, so I can ask right now. I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to argue against it or whatever.
And I didn't hear anything. Which side you're on? So. Right.
Shohei Ohtani is the best baseball player ever.
Okay, I'll co-sign it.
Oh, you co-sign it?
Yeah. I mean, how do you... Again, I'll go back to this. Once he won the MVP, it's his award to lose.
It is.
He just has to get hurt. Because if he pitches and hits, and you know how he's going to perform, that they're just going to get tired of giving it to him and give it to someone else like they did in the NBA.
Like
they did in the NFL.
Give me the greatest pitching performance in postseason history, and his was better. You know why? Because that pitcher didn't hit three home runs.
Give me the greatest hitting performance.
Of all time. His was better. You know why? Because that hitter didn't strike out 10 batters.
He won that game himself.
Yes, he did.
You know, we talk about pitchers getting wins and losses, how it's overrated.
That guy wasn't.
I mean, he hit three monsters.
Oh, my gosh.
They got it right when they had that guy fall on the sword for him in gambling. We need this guy.
Jeremy. Yes. When I was in Little League, played at Northwood Baseball, there were guys who would go to the mound and just absolutely dominate hitters because they just developed quicker than everybody else. Then they would go to the plate. If you threw them a strike, you would break your neck watching it leave. Well, that kind of stops when you get to high school, maybe.
I think it stops when you get to the 90-foot diamond. So that's what I think.
Shohei missed that rule. Yeah. He missed that. He's that little leaguer who's
all right,
so better than everybody else. His dad coaches the team.
So let me ask you this, because we're seeing things we've never seen before. A pitcher that pitches with both hands. We've seen that. We're seeing a guy that pitches and hits now at the major league level. In other sports, well, in NFL, you're seeing a guy trying to play offense and defense where it's happened in Travis Hunter, even though I don't think they played him on defense this week. We're seeing some things we've never seen before. And then also in the NFL, I don't know if you've noticed this. And Joe, I think you brought it up last week with the kicking ball and how it adds an extra.
K-ball.
These kickers that are just in the league, there were like three mid-60 field goals kicked this weekend.
Yeah.
And then they would have been good from 70. Like, remember we talked about Justin Tucker and there's nobody like him? All these guys are outperforming what he did when he played.
I have a hard time putting the kicking in the same category because they're being assisted by a different ball.
But that's what I was going to ask. Do you think the training's different?
The other guys, if you're just training and naturally becoming better, well, that's natural. You're training harder than me. If you're telling me that they're doing it with juiced baseballs, back off.
And that's what we don't know. We know they've used them before.
I don't think they are now. I think the balls now are legitimate. They're not juiced up as like they used to be. Guys are bigger, stronger, and faster. And Shohei Ohtani is the best of them all. He is the best baseball player ever. Give me anybody.
I mean, you start giving me guys like Babe Ruth and the guys from the past. They didn't even play against anybody that wasn't white. They played against zero people that weren't white. I'm not knocking him, but it's a fact.
Not only that, but baseball claims that all the Babe Ruth stats are legit, which I question. You know, come on, who was keeping the stats back then? But they claim all the stats are legit. Okay, well, up until 1928 was the last year that the ball, if it bounced over the fence, it was a home run. 1929, it became ground rule doubles. Between 1915 and 1928, Babe Ruth hit 470 home runs. How many of those home runs were ground rule doubles a day? Now, baseball, to tell you, we don't know the number. Well, wait a minute. You said the stats were legit, but you can't give me that number? That's 470 home runs to account for. You can't tell me how many were ground rule doubles? Why? Well, we don't have the proof. That's my point. How do I know his numbers are legit when you don't have the proof? I'm sorry. It's almost like high school back then. You know, guys pad their stats and things. I'm not counting that.
Yeah.
And like you said, the most important thing, and I said yesterday, you didn't play against everybody.
So I want to go back to, did Shohei Ohtani hit those three home runs off of three different pitchers, or was it two off of one? You know what I'm talking about?
I remember.
Was that Thursday that happened?
Friday.
Shoot. But I wanted to see that because I didn't even think about it. But that's another part of the game where we talk about guys not throwing complete games, and guys back there would pitch both games in a doubleheader.
Well, remember, I don't know if you watched the game last week, but they said the strategy of the Brewers was to make him see a different pitcher every time. That was the strategy.
Yeah, he faced Quintana, lefty on lefty, Patrick, and McGill, which is McGill lefty too?
Well, they definitely had a lefty starter. Yeah. They wanted that on purpose.
Yeah, that was Quintana.
Yeah.
And then they went to, what was it, Chad Patrick? Yeah. So, look, it's it's something where you have to acknowledge the fact of what this guy's done. And I understand, like, oh, his career's not over with. You can't compare it. What I've seen from him leads me to believe if he doesn't get hurt tomorrow and never play again, he will be the best player of all time.
Yeah, you can't say he's the best. His career's not over with yet. And think about what he's done already.
It's unbelievable to even make that statement.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson did not practice on Monday. Are you beginning to worry? We'll talk about that at 6:30. But on the other side, two words, game seven. And it lived up to all expectations. We're talking baseball up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
First real scoring chance for the Blue Jays since the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
Listen, I told you this morning, Jeremy. That's courtesy of Blue Jays Radio Network, by the way.
A Springer dinger?
That was the worst shock value in the playoffs. Because when George Springer came up with one out and two runners on, I was talking to someone at the time. I said, this son of a gun is going to hit a home run. George Springer is postseason legendary, folks. After last night, George Springer, his career numbers in the postseason, 23 home runs, 47 RBI. We're talking about 78 games.
That's ridiculous.
23 home runs, 47 RBI, 264 batting average, and the 883 OPS. His on-base percentage is 343.
Can I tell you how absurd that is? Because if you look at Seattle's rotation, outside of the Dodgers being healthy now, you'd be hard luck to find five starters. And I know Brian Wu was hurt, and he came back in the...
Woo!
But Logan Gilbert, they beat up one of the most efficient pitchers in all of baseball. George Kirby. George Kirby went three innings or four innings in that last game?
Yeah.
And then they're rushing these upper echelon pitchers, starters, mm-hmm. that could be competing for Cy Young's. They're rushing all of them out because they don't trust them to see him a second time through the lineup.
Jeremy, I wanted Seattle to win. I said, for your viewing pleasure, Dodgers-Toronto was a better series.
Mm-hmm.
But when George Springer hit that home run, you know, you just don't react. I'm sitting there watching it, he hit it. I never reacted. I'm like, yeah, man, come on. And if it wasn't for a guy named Vlad Guerrero,
what did he do in the series?
He had a 1.330 OPS, three home runs.
Did you say that again?
1.330 OPS for Vlad Guerrero. Now, that's impressive, right? George Springer's was 1.053.
Two guys in the lineup that hit Springer the top of the order.
Springer actually had more RBI, too.
I mean, look, hats off to Seattle for what they accomplished this year, but it really did suck to get into an ALCS and your leadoff hitter just lose it. Randy Arozarena, they had to drop him to the middle of the order. He did show up in, like, game five where he walked and stole a base. He got hit by a pitch, stole a base. Scored a couple of runs.
Screw that guy.
You don't like him, and I don't either. But I'm just saying, like, for Seattle's sake, they had to switch up their hitting lineup to try to get something going there once they lost back-to-back games at home.
But, he gave me another reason not to like him.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, he's lazy, too, man.
I think this is going to be an epic World Series between these two teams. You think of one side with the Blue Jays, Springer, who's he's a postseason legendary. You have a guy, I said, if the Toronto Blue Jays get to the World Series, I think Vlad Guerrero wins the MVP. He's already won the ALCS MVP. I think he wins the World Series MVP.
Toronto wins?
I said if.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
If they win. If I didn't say that, that's what I mean.
No, maybe I misheard you.
Bo Bichette looks like he said he'll be back for the World Series. I mean, come on, dude. It's just stacked. And then on this other side, you had the Dodgers. I think it's just a star-studded World Series.
Can we talk as Oriole fans here? Joe, you too? Do you guys have a rooting interest in this?
Entertainment. I'm rooting for entertainment.
Do you have one, Joe?
The Dodgers. F the Jays.
Yeah, I just...
Get them out of here.
I told him I think I'd be happy for Vlad because I do think he's one of those, like, loved his dad. I think he's one of those all-timers. But I get it. It's the Blue Jays, and I hate them.
I want them both to lose if I could choose. That'd be great.
I think even though it sounds like a cop-out, Rob's answer is right. Just enjoy it, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Just be happy one of them lost.
I'm definitely way less invested in this than I was with the championship series because I wanted the Mariners to win.
Yeah,
they'd never been there. I thought that's a good story.
No, I didn't care about that part. Just didn't want the Blue Jays to get there.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, if you know how, like, in The Dark Knight Rises, how the field just fell into the earth.
You wanted that to happen?
Yeah, if that could happen coming forward this weekend, that'd be great. This week, that'd be great.
I will say this. If I had to choose...
Do you think you're in charge?
If I had to choose, I'd say Dodgers. Because I want Shohei Ohtani to further cement his legacy in the game. I do. There's not a player outside of the Orioles that I pull for more than that guy.
Do you think World Series wins... is what will make Shohei better than Babe Ruth?
No, I think it's honesty will make
Shohei. Tony Kornheiser kind of said something like that yesterday on PTI, that he said he wouldn't say that Shohei's better than Well, he's than just Babe Ruth.
He's an old stupid curmudgeon then.
Well, Tony Kornheiser was there when Babe Ruth played, so him and Ed were hanging out.
I think honesty will make Shohei Ohtani better than Babe Ruth. If you're honest with yourself, no one has done what he's done the way that he's done it. No one. 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. I mean, you come on, dude.
I hate when people say that I'll never say someone's better than him. You know, like, again, I'm biased with Peyton Manning, and I'll completely show that when it comes down to it of who the best quarterback of all time is. But I could sit here and have a conversation about Tom Brady's Super Bowls and how he's better than him in this aspect or that aspect of the game. It's the same thing with, like, if you lock onto your timeline where it's like your wheelhouse of sports, and it's like, oh, nobody's going to be. I'm not naive enough to think anybody couldn't be better than Jordan. I'm just telling you LeBron's not. That's all I'm telling you. That's it. I'm not, like, could we see Wemby become some freak of nature? Gosh. Could Amen Thompson become something ridiculous? Of course. Like, all these guys, Giannis, these freaks
of nature.
I'm not
telling you that no one would ever be better than Jordan. I'm just telling you LeBron's not.
He's not. You guys can get in all the intangibles and how, and I don't dislike LeBron like most people do. I like LeBron. He's just not Jordan. It's totally different.
But see, that's the problem. That people have made him out to be Jordan so much.
The closest thing to Jordan was Kobe. And that's why I have Jordan and Kobe at the top of my list.
You know what Jordan will tell you?
What?
The closest thing to me was Kobe. Who did Jordan bid a farewell to at retirement?
Was it Kobe?
Who else? No one.
Because
referred to him as little brother.
Because he had the same instinct that Jordan had. It's just, I want to crush your soul. I don't even want you to breathe while we're playing. Beating you by one is not enough. I want to ground and pound you.
He, in an Olympic game, ran straight through the chest of the godfather of one of his children. Pau Gasol.
That's great.
He told his teammates, they're going to run this play.
Do you think he helped him up? No.
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 He said, they're going to run this play. Saw it on film. I am going to run through Pau Gasol. Don't worry about the screen.
Set the tone, man.
Pau Gasol set the screen. Kobe Bryant ran through him. You know what Pau Gasol said? Yep, yeah, about right.
Gonna be a long day.
That's about right. Let's go to West Baltimore against Steve. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You know my dog is in there now. Oh. Come on now. You know better than that. You see it all the time on my post, Ross. Stop that, man. Stop that. All right. Hey, but look, check this out, y'all. Okay, so I got the Dodgers. I'm going to give it 6 games. I thought it was going to be a sweep, but I'll give it 6 games. If everybody going crazy now about Ohtani, you wait till the Dodgers get this other gentleman that's coming from.
Who the hell is Ohtani?
Well, you know who I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought maybe they signed some new guy from West Baltimore.
He put his first name and last name together. He's Ohtani.
I just woke up, man. I'm on the West Coast right now. I'm heading back home, fellas. So I'll be home this week.
You like Boogie Mets?
I have to get up early. No, come on now. Hey, bro. All serious now, okay? I talked to a few people. You know, I got some inside connection and everything. Listen. Let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think about the new realignment that's getting ready to come up? Have y'all heard about it?
We heard about it, but I heard it was a rumor. I didn't know it was confirmed.
Well, it's going to be because they got two teams that's coming in. All right. Let me ask you, I shouldn't even say this and all, but there's going to be a couple of teams that were used to playing 18 games, and then they're going to disappear. Let's just say it like that. We're going to be playing some people who... They shouldn't even be in our standards, okay? When I say the standards, I'm talking about the Baltimore Orioles, okay? Because they're now a lot of people in the uproar because of the Dodgers and they, quote-unquote, buying the World Series and everything else. Let me say this in all seriousness, though. The owners are billionaires, okay? The fans and everything will show up if you put a good product out there. If you don't put a good product out there,
what do the owners being billionaires have to do with that?
By the way, there are three owners that aren't billionaires.
And what business do owners spend their own money to operate business?
Only the Mets owner.
Because let's go on the Dodgers.
Bad business.
On a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it is packed. Okay, can you say that about the Orioles?
Well, can I say this about that? They have a market that for every dollar the Orioles make in advertising, the Dodgers make 150 because of the media market. It has nothing to do with what the owners have. It's media market.
Why do the biggest cities and the biggest markets spend the most money?
Because they make more in advertising dollars.
That's
make
why
more
they need
for
a
TV.
Salary cap in baseball.
That's why TV is that important. That's why the NFL did it. It's called revenue sharing.
And with all due respect to the caller who's a Dodgers fan, it's only fans of the team that defend how much money they spend.
Absolutely.
And say that it's okay.
But people talk about how much money owners, come on, man, what kind of business is that? Well, owners are going into their pocket. Stop it. It is revenue sharing. Other sports have it. Major League Baseball does not. One offensive player anonymously told The Sun that they feel players aren't put in the best position to succeed. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on
they
the
got
other
Ohtani.
Side.
They got Ohtani.
Lamar doesn't practice Monday. Are you worried? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
I think all the guys are working really hard to get back. I can tell you that. So we'll see who's back and who practices on Wednesday. I don't really want to comment on any individual guys, per se. And I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Jeremy, you pointed out, that's John Harbaugh from yesterday's post-practice press conference. You pointed out that a week ago or so, his tone was a lot different on Lamar's return than it was yesterday.
It felt like it, yeah. And clearly when he's like, yeah, we expect him back, you know, after
he was bullish before.
Yeah, it's just, and I think we all took it as a foregone conclusion. And then his comments yesterday gave me pause. And again, I don't know if it's gamesmanship, not want to give out any information, but he didn't practice yesterday. And I guess we have until Wednesday to kind of look at it. Because with this team, and I would assume unless it's Lamar, if you don't practice at the end of the week, you ain't playing on Sunday usually. So we'll have to see what happens. Maybe he's back at practice. I mean,
do we know if he was either in the building?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you guys heard something. I mean, I thought, out of it yesterday.
I thought conspicuous by its absence, there was no injury report sent yesterday. And Joe, you confirmed that, right? You got no injury report either?
I didn't see one, but I don't know if they have to do one on Monday.
When does that have to come out? Wednesday or Tuesday?
Yeah, I think the first one of the week is Wednesday. So Okay. Technically, you don't have to.
All right. So maybe technically he didn't have to be there yesterday.
Yeah. And anything they technically don't have to do,
they technically don't do.
Yeah, but like again, so here are the Bears on a 4-game winning streak for them?
Yeah.
And they're 6.5-point underdogs of the Ravens. So the expectation is with
Lamar's
the line,
playing.
Lamar's playing. Because
maybe,
it ain't
you don't
that,
think Cooper Rush would have a 6?
Maybe Snoop. He's a Pro Bowl MVP.
Maybe if John Harbaugh employs the strategy of playing both.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Man, you got him.
That got him.
They got to prepare for both of them.
Yeah. Like, both of them are going to be on the sidelines talking to John Harbaugh. And, wait a minute, I'm just.
But what if we tell him Lamar is playing?
That never happens. Both of them on the sidelines talking to a coach. And you don't know which one's coming in.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one comes in. They stink. They ain't good.
The defense is thinking, do we get Snoop? Do we get Rush?
How about the criticism of Monken here recently?
Yeah.
We're going to get to it. But like, that's not something I was expecting. At all. Especially after the way the year went last year.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I got a reliable source.
Oh, do you? Oh, do you? You talking to the same guy Ohtani did?
I know, honestly, at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Tailgoat, this last week, I talked to a former player, offensive player, didn't play for Todd Monken, but former offensive player, who said, no one's talking about the offense. They're only criticizing the defense, and they should, but the offense is still leaving a lot of meat on the bone. I said, dude, they scored 40 points in the first game. He said they should have scored 50.
Okay.
I said, really? He said, yeah, they're leaving a lot of meat on the bones. And I thought it was odd. And then after that, this is the first one that I heard that got out complaining about this. But it's not the first time I've heard it.
Okay. I mean, look.
Personally, I got no beef, but I'm not in practice.
Yeah, I mean, look, the offense hasn't looked good, but it's also – has it looked good with Lamar in there? But to the person you talked to's point, it's like, can it be better? Are we leaving more out there? Is there meat on the bone?
He said it was almost as if they said, okay, we score 40, let's go. And not rushing to score 50. They should have still kept the pedal on the gas, or the foot on the pedal.
I mean, it's nice to see that the Ravens aren't the only one doing it with the Giants giving up, 33 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, well, you start comparing yourself to the Giants.
No, I'm just saying, like, you had a huge lead. It's just more about, like, if Jackson Dart doesn't throw that interception when they're trying to run out the clock, it's like, what was that?
You know, why are you throwing right there?
But by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this, Jackson Dart playing only, 4 games now and start missing the first couple games of the season, he is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. He's looked good.
He looked very good. I told you I liked him. Yeah. I liked him. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning, man?
Good.
Yeah, I think it's gamesmanship by Harbaugh. You know, you can't really get anything out of him anyway. He only going to tell you as much as he had to. So I hope it's just gamesmanship. I think that's what it is. I think Lamar's probably going to be playing.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that's what this is. But again, like, until we see him out there, I think some people are going to question it. Because this isn't an injury where they'll give you a timeline. But remember, they were saying week to week before the bye.
I don't think John Harbaugh at this point will hold Lamar out for gamesmanship. If he's not practicing yesterday, either he wasn't cleared or they just gave him another day. I don't think it's really gamesmanship. I don't think he's trying to fool the Bears.
Maybe if they're giving him a couple more days and he comes in on Wednesday just to be safe.
I don't think he's trying to fool I don't agree with the gamesmanship part. I just think for some reason they just held him out yesterday. He's trying to fool the Bears. He needs to get on the field. Rosedale, Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Same to you, man.
Yes, sir.
If the Ravens make a trade, who are they most likely to trade? Mark Andrews or Keith Mitchell or someone else? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day. I don't want to go with the someone else because it seems like I'm bailing out. I'm going to go with Keith Mitchell over Mark Andrews.
Yeah, I would say that too. Yeah. I don't know what you get for a Keith Mitchell, but if you're looking at it, there are teams that are desperate right now. You know, Kareem Hunt came back in the game, right? It looked bad with his ankle, but again, you don't know which team's going to lose somebody. The Chargers have lost all their running backs and they're starting Vidal Sassoon. So, if
you
don't
look good, you don't look good.
Yeah. See,
this is what Zay Flowers had to say about Lamar's injury status.
I don't really know the situation if I'm being honest, but if he is, we'll be ready to go.
If he isn't, you need to be ready to go.
Once again, Jeremy, doesn't sound good. This doesn't sound like gamesmanship to me.
No.
I'm with Mike, though. I'm hoping that it is. I agree with Mike in this. I hope it's gamesmanship. I just don't feel like it is.
Yeah, and again, like, listening to Harbaugh's press conference, he does seem a little weathered this season.
Yeah,
you can expect that.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, it's been a rough year for someone that's not accustomed to having a season start like this.
We give out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, more on the offensive player. His name is Anonymous. He told the Sun that he feels the players aren't being put in the best position to succeed. Your thoughts on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Rockwell. Can I guess the year, Joe, or you don't have it? I'm going to say...
84? 85?
I was going to say circa 1983, but we can go with 84. It wasn't 85.
Okay.
It was either 83 or 84. Well, he went with 84. I'll go with 83. Just
I love
to
the
counter.
History on this with Michael Jackson singing the chorus because of, what, Berry Gordy? Is that who it was?
Yeah, that's Berry Gordy's son.
Yeah.
Barry Gordy's son was like 83, he said.
Look at you.
Yeah. Barry Gordy's son was untalented.
See,
so they put Michael Jackson on the hook to sell it.
I'm just a part of her. What is he doing?
That song, why do I always feel like I'm in Psycho too much? That's why. That's what you added to the song? Mike is singing the hell out of the hook. And at the time, Michael is at his peak. He is on the rise. So people are going to buy the song because of Michael. It's like that song... on Memphis Bleek album, Dear Summer, but Memphis Bleek ain't on the song. It's Jay-Z. It's Memphis Bleek's album. But Jay-Z he is doing the entire.
He did a feature on his own
Dear
album.
Summer. So why did that album sell?
That was a goofy ass song.
Oh my God.
Not that one. This one. Yeah.
It? Although you probably think the Jay-Z one is too because you don't like him.
I'm not. I just said I'm not a fan of Jay-Z. I like certain songs.
Well, we can't be friends.
Yeah, that's all right. I ain't want to be friends with you anyway.
One offensive player anonymously, it's hard for me to say that word, told the Sun that he feels players aren't being put in the position to succeed. I did not have that for... Now, if we can think about who's anonymous. Is anonymous Isaiah Likely? Is anonymous Bateman? Who is anonymous?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's got to be some. Well, you don't think there's some sour grapes on the defensive side of the ball, do you?
Somebody on the defensive side saying that?
Saying, hey, they're not doing their job either. You pointed us. It's them.
That's a good point.
I mean, maybe, but again.
I don't think the Sun would print it if the defensive player said it, though. Unless it's just somebody hard up for a story.
Yeah, I didn't like hearing it.
I doubt it.
But again, is there validity to it? Can we look at it? Could we go back at the games and say, yeah, you left that out there? I mean, we've all talked about some of the plays we didn't like. And I think some of it's unfair. The quarterback or the tight end sneak, the tush push with Andrews twice.
Stupid.
And giving it to Derrick Henry.
Maybe Derrick Henry said it.
Maybe.
Maybe Derrick Henry said that. They gave him the ball to the damn tight end twice.
That doesn't sound like him, though.
Or, I don't know, bro. I wouldn't put it past him.
Okay. I just feel like he always says the right things. Even when things are down, he's...
Yeah, Derrick Henry reporting as Derrick Henry, but you don't know what Derrick Henry says reporting as anonymous.
What, he put on like a luchador mask? I'm anonymous.
He actually was one of the few people that went on record in that article saying that the team needs to get back to like having fun.
Yeah.
So I feel like what's the point of putting your name on something like that and then staying anonymous for another aspect
Who all went on record?
Brent Urban was another one.
So it wasn't him.
Henry, I think.
Wait a minute. He says the team needs to get back to that?
Yeah, he just said this, like this. The feeling in the locker room is that this game isn't fun anymore.
Joe, I'm going to tell you for a fact, players will give you something off the record and on the record in the same conversation.
I know that.
The fact that he says the team needs to, a team quote, And then, but the article is about the offense, so that makes me more suspicious.
It wasn't just about the offense. It was about the entire team. It's just saying that this team has lost its spark. They had a players-only meeting before the last game saying that everybody needs to stop acting like their dog died and they need to get back to enjoying the game.
You know, let me ask you guys a question. You think the Patriots are having player-only meetings?
Nope.
You think the Colts are having players-only meetings?
Nope. I think the Dolphins are.
You think? No, I don't think nobody's showing up, though, from what I hear.
Two is there by himself.
You know you're in trouble when you start having players-only meetings. That's when you're in trouble.
Yeah. Unless, look, I'll say this. Like, things, you nip it in the bud and that players-only meeting works, but that's few and far between where we see it kind of take off. Like, sometimes it's just not there. And you're so far behind the eight ball that you don't have to be perfect down the stretch, but you have to be near perfect.
My buddy Emmett says Snoop said it.
Snoop said it.
I'm a Pro Bowl MVP.
Yeah. Cooper Rush and Snoop.
They're not putting me in the best position to succeed. Mm. Baltimore, Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, man.
Hey, look, man. I need to say this. Jeremy, you weren't here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, look, Rob's like a little brother to me, man. I love this guy, man. I really do. You know, if anybody even gonna mess with Rob, I'm there to fight for you, Rob. But yesterday, man, this guy, Jeremy, you would have known him. He was a kinder, gentler Rob. This guy, man, he even asked me, you can talk about what you want to talk about. I'm like, what? What's this guy? And then when he said that, I didn't know what to say because I'm not used to that.
Stay on topic.
I'm glad he's back today, man. Glad record Rob's back today.
What you guys don't know is Rob's actually the nice one. I'm behind the scenes telling him, hang up on this guy. Get rid of him. Tell him to talk about the topic we're talking about. Actually, that's not what happens. Rob's not a nice guy.
Oh, you said to hang up on him.
Oh, you jerk.
You said, did you not just say hang up on it?
I meant Joe.
Did he just not say hang up on a guy?
I said other people.
He gone.
Not Daryl.
Come on, man. Don't give me instructions.
I know Daryl, his brother Larry, and his other brother Larry.
Pasadena, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks, man.
Listen,
I hope he feels better too, Chris, but he looks awful.
I do.
I'm just telling you right now, he looks absolutely, it's painful to watch him this morning.
I'm getting an uneasy feeling here, guys, that this is, we've been through this before with Lamar and that injury that he had before. Seemed like Harbaugh wasn't giving it up, and then all of a sudden we didn't see this guy for 2-3 weeks after he said he was coming back. So I'm a little worried about that. I guess one more quick question for you guys. Do you think if we do pull a win off this week, we're looking at a pass rusher like Crosby, or is there any way we make that work?
Crosby's hurt.
Anybody.
But somebody, yes. I think if they pull off a win and they look good and they're spry about things, I think they do try to pull off a trade in the week, maybe next Tuesday or so. But I think with being able to put some money under the cap, they're at least looking, but I think they want to see where they're going before they make those moves.
Here you go. They said he was hurt in his last game against the Chiefs, but they took him out for precaution more than anything. So
they're trying to trade him.
That could be, but it also could have been the score. They were getting their asses whipped. And it's like, why would you play through the rest of this if your knee is banged up?
Well, we take Patrick Mahomes out, you sit down. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, distractions were removed from the team's locker room after the loss to the Chiefs. Is that a bad sign when talking about health in the locker room? This is not good. Distractions? Define distractions. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.